I know kung fu.
Show me.
Night nights. We're gonna do something we're not used to doing, Jay. You ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Let's not talk about fantasy. Let's talk about real world things.
Oh man, I thought we always wanted to escape.
I know, that's why we made this, right? Is for escapism, because totally. We don't like talking about the real world.
Exactly. But you wanted to do a go ahead.
Yeah, we both wanted to. It's not just me, it's for everyone. It's Mental Awareness Month. And we've had people in our lives that had issues with that and are no longer with us. So we just wanted to do a quick PSA for anyone out there. You know, we're, don't be afraid. Tell us, talk to us, even if you don't know us. We love when people chat, don't we, Jay?
Sure. Yeah, of course. We're around.
DM us, comment. We might take a minute because we're slow and lazy, mainly lazy, but we have a comment on our stuff. Other people will talk. That's what we built a nerd community just to chat with, right?
Totally. Yeah, recently I had someone who was close to me pass away, and it was really sad because they tried getting help, but their insurance dropped them. Like the therapist they were trying to see, the insurance didn't cover it, so they just said no, didn't help him find anyone new. It was pretty heartbreaking to hear that, actually. So yeah, we're here. If you ever need help trying to find someone, we'll help you. We don't have a ton of experience with medical stuff, but
but we like to talk.
Yeah. And here's the thing is we'll help you try and find a professional, you know,
and so
don't be embarrassed.
We've mentioned this many, many times, but one of the reasons why we started this was someone we knew went through something tragic and we were dealing with it. And then we just started talking about DC and the Robins, and that helped us get away from the real issues. And that's what started this. So there's nothing wrong with talking about it.
Yeah, totally.
And that's our little spiel, right? Or
yeah, that's our little plug for you guys. If you ever need anything, we'll try and help you find help, or we'll just talk to you if you want someone to talk to, whatever. Yeah. Send us a DM. We're on Instagram, YouTube, email. It's all just under Deadlight Nerds. You can find it all on our website.
Deadlight Nerds, right there. We're at everywhere. We'll probably make a Discord because that's a thing now.
Yeah.
We'll group chat and you know what? And the weird thing, not the weird thing, the cool thing about talking it openly with other friends is like people you assume are extremely healthy have issues too. So there's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Oh yeah, all the time. Totally. I saw a counselor for a minute, not for depression, but for something else, just because I was having a hard time with certain mental stuff and he helped me get through it. And then there you go.
I know that I told you I did not mind Iron Man, but I said Civil War, I was Team Cap. Okay, get over it. You didn't have to see somebody.
I was on your side. Somebody, okay? I've never felt so betrayed. I was seeing a marriage counselor for our relationship, Johnny. That's what happened.
To be fair, though, that is the only marriage counselor that would work is for you and me. The other ones are all healthy in our lives, but yeah, our relationship is toxic.
Exactly. This is the only toxic relationship I have.
I like how because we haven't plugged her in over 8 minutes, our friend Melissa, when we talk to her, and then when we get in our fights, and she's like, what do I do?
Don't get divorced, mommy and daddy.
But we have to.
So just am I kidding. The mom in that? No, this is getting too weird. Too far down the rabbit hole.
No,
so
we watched, like The Office, I'm the dad, you're the mom, and Angela's the mom, however Kevin said it.
Okay, but as we're talking about marriage, should we talk about WandaVision?
Oh, yeah, Knights. I guess let's talk about things that are back. Trailers.
Trailers.
And what was one of them?
WandaVision.
WandaVision, which is my least favorite out of the three. Just kidding. No, it is. That we want to talk about.
Yeah, we're going to talk about three trailers, but WandaVision's the first one.
WandaVision. So the one thing I do like is that it's finally going to show how powerful the Scarlet Witch is, because I've always believed she's the most powerful mutant in the universe of Marvel, probably DC as well. because she can create her own reality. And now
is
that's
she a
just
mutant?
massive. Is she born? Yeah, right? Because she's the daughter of... She's a mutant,
Magneto.
Yeah.
But in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, she's not the daughter of Magneto. She's like the daughter of the Scepter. Unless... Because remember, she was like an experiment Hydra had in a cell.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of weird because she might still be the daughter of Magneto and we just don't know it. They haven't said yet because it never mentions their parents.
Yeah, and they didn't do it with the Sony, right? With the X-Men. With
right.
Did you ever mention that his dad is Magneto?
No. So in how we learn about them is, you know, they say the Volunteers and then the twins.
Mm,
and they're the only two survivors.
Right.
So maybe Magneto, you know, maybe here's an interesting thought. Was it their mutation that allowed them to survive being worked on by the Scepter that just enlarged their mutation? And is Magneto really their father? There's a lot they can do with it, especially with them now owning Fox, because they didn't own Fox in Age of Ultron.
No, they didn't
when they were first introduced.
And I feel like Disney is kind of playing with their own rules now, right? Because they have the streaming site.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of like, well, is it part of Phase 5?
I don't
Vision,
know.
Or
yeah,
is it
is.
It is, right?
Yeah, it was part of the map. Here's the question. Okay. Is it just something that's going on in her head? Like, if you watch the trailer, is this all in her head?
Yeah, I mean, that's what she does. She creates a universe in her head, but then I'm going off the comics here,
okay.
Right? Where Wanda in the comics creates her own universe, but it's so powerful that it becomes the real reality.
But Vision in this was, yeah, dude, who knows? Because Vision was pretty surreal. Like, he was pretty visceral. He was pretty there. So, I'm kind of like, what's going on? And here's the interesting part about it is it doesn't really reveal any of that. I love trailers that don't. So I like trailers if they don't reveal any of the major plot points and if they don't give away all the good jokes. Those are the only two things I like. I like
that
to see how is it filmed, how are the cuts done, things like that without giving away major jokes or scenes.
Yeah. I like it when they also cut a joke that's not a joke, but you're waiting for it. But you're like, oh, wait, no, that was just cut differently.
Or when they put a joke in that was filmed but it's not in the actual trailer.
What I was trying to say. Yeah,
gotcha. Yeah. So I think the movie looks really cool. I love the
is it a movie
aesthetic.
Or like a
movie it's a show
series.
Sorry, it's a series. The series looks really cool. I love the aesthetic of like the 50s. I like that it's going to be mind warping and it looks really ambitious, and that's what I'm more excited than anything about. Is I thought maybe Marvel would kind of either maybe be caught sleeping on the wheel after Endgame. I really thought that. I thought they're going to just put out Marvel out of the factory. It's not going to be anything new or exciting, but this gave me like complete faith. I was like, wow, this looks awesome. What did you think about that?
Yeah, I was going to say it is very ambitious. It's very, and they have a lot of new characters they're opening up in the world. So I like that. At least the one who was she was on Parks and Rec.
Well, there's also the lady from That 70s Show, the mom.
Yeah, I feel like that one is not Vision touches the one in the touches her in the car, and then she's like, oh, am I awake? You're supposed to be dead. Like, she knows stuff about the real world,
right?
So I'm not. Yeah,
in Parks, she's been in a bunch of stuff, but in Parks and Rec she plays like the political activist who helps run Paul
Rudd.
She's
a campaign manager.
Yeah,
Paul Rudd. Another Marvel callback there.
Yeah, absolutely. So with her in it now, that's three from Parks and Rec that I can think of off the top of my head. Paul Rudd, Chris Pratt, and her.
Mm. It's, she's in a lot of things. But I'm curious to what she is, because they didn't give it that away. That's what I liked about it. They didn't say who she was, right?
No, and
I didn't
pick say
up on
what
it.
Happened with Vision doing that. And I loved the line in the trailer. Okay, spoiler warning. If you haven't, spoiler for the
These
trailer.
These are all spoilers.
Is that a thing? But when Vision touches her head, and she's like, I think I'm dead. Because you're dead. I was like, oh, what does that even mean? I love
right?
this.
That's what I was saying, that she knows stuff about the world. That's why I think she's a character.
Yeah. I love trailers that are like mystery boxes. J.J. Abrams should only direct trailers, right?
Yeah, it's and there's a lot of like, you know, it's a lot in her head because she's like Wanda sitting in her apartment or whatever, her house, and just changing the whole layout of everything just through her mind and going through a lot.
Yeah. I love it. I'm really excited to see what they do with it. Very ambitious, from what I can tell. Pretty exciting. Okay. Did you want to talk more about it?
Nah. The only cool thing I did like is it was really, there's a meta scene where it was like Halloween and Vision was wearing like a costume of Vision, but like in the 70s.
Yeah.
I thought that was really clever.
Very meta. It was like, it was what DC's been up to.
Yeah. It's like if Wolverine stuff. was to wear like the
yellow leotards. I love that. I didn't even notice that, but until you say it right now, and then I can think back and be like, that's what he was wearing. I didn't even catch that because it was just moving so quick. I love that.
So that was I like that, a little callback for the fans.
Yeah. Let's talk about what's on your shirt. What is on your shirt? What is that?
Oh, I thought we wanted to end with my shirt, but
no, let's move to this one. Let's end on a low note.
This shirt is the way. It's there was this little indie TV show called The Mandalorian. I think it was pretty rare. No one really watched it.
I haven't heard of that. Is it on like an Indian streaming site or
it was like Alibaba? I think they talked about like this little kid running around and this guy, I don't know. Anyway, they somehow got picked up for season two.
Wow. So, that's shocking.
Luck.
You do like indie stuff.
That is true, I do. But let us do the one thing that has saved us from this horrible month that we've had was the Mandalorian trailer.
Dude, it really did. Like, all the movies are being postponed except for Tenet. I was kind of depressed. It's been a little bit of a hard month. Same for you. And then the Mandalorian trailer dropped and both of us were like,
Goosebump City. That's all I can really say.
And it didn't really give away anything other than we know that he's looking for Jedi. That's the only thing that they gave away in the trailer.
Well, but they were kind of, but we kind of knew that was going to happen, right?
Right. Like it was already hinted at before. They were just repeating lines from the first season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a lot of callbacks to the first season that we knew, but it's still exciting.
Yeah.
So should we break it down frame by frame by frame by frame?
Yeah. So I really want to go into depth on this. Let's spend a lot of time. Let's talk. In fact, if you want, we could split it into two. This is up to you. We could split it into two casts and one where we just talk about like what's going to happen in the world, or we could just bust it out right now.
Let's just see how far we get, man.
Okay. Let's talk about the world we're in right now. Let's set up the time period. Let's talk about what we thought of the trailer. Maybe do that first. I'm just throwing what I want to talk about.
That's what I really like when we understand this. So that's Mando is set 5-6 years after the fall, right?
After Return of the Jedi. Mando is set after Return of the Jedi. Yeah. So the Empire is
a good
fallen.
5 years. Yeah. So way before the First Order. Mm-hmm. But
the First
right
Order,
when the universe is trying to find itself.
Correct. It's kind of in the remedial chaos afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Luke has a Jedi temple yet.
No, right? I don't. There's like a lot of. He'd still be running around trying to sort some things out.
Sounds like it would be the time period where he's training Leia, and they talk about that in The Rise of Skywalker. He and Leia were training together when she was still pretty young. True. So that's probably one of the things right now that's going on is he's training Leia as the first Jedi.
And I will give a quick side note. What I really like about Disney owning everything. And I'm super behind on it, but I want to catch up, is the Clone Wars, the last season, a lot of it ties in to a lot of theories that I've been hearing. So if anyone out there hasn't finished the Clone Wars, I recommend doing that.
Yeah.
So you'll have a better understanding of a lot of the characters or
the Darksaber.
Yeah, the Darks. That's a huge plot line that I had read. So.
And Mandalore, the planet, is hugely involved in the Clone Wars.
Yeah, see, so it's really, so I recommend if... You got some weekends. Just knock them out. Yeah, so that's where I'm at. Do you want to just start where the trailer begins?
Yeah, so it starts off with the ship kind of like...
Right? It's been through battle.
Yeah, meaning the ship is falling and like the doors are opening and closing and the rockets aren't even rocketing correctly. I don't know, they're not
the whole back launch the bay is just wide open.
Yeah,
I saw a still of it, just wide open.
Yeah, it does not look in good shape, Mando ship. And you get the idea that he's out searching and people are coming for him. People are looking for him like crazy.
Well, yeah, because it was people know who the child is, right? Like that's a high commodity. They're trying to
someone from the Fallen Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the first one. And I'm not sure if that'll be a First Order or not. At one point, you see two clone troopers or stormtroopers, and they look pretty good. And I'm curious if it's like the formations of the First Order are going to start happening around in this time period, or if they'll build into that at all.
Yeah, there's a lot of... they're in the area of it, because I feel like a lot of the planets they're visiting are like the building blocks of the First Order.
So someone on our news feed said... that they were not excited to see too much of Baby Yoda. Do you think there will be too much Baby Yoda that Disney's now going to try and double down and almost overdo it on the Baby Yoda craze? Because that took the world by storm, dude.
Yeah.
More than Groot, Baby Yoda went insane.
Yeah, we had to do a poll and Baby Yoda destroyed Baby Groot and I didn't think that'd be possible.
Yeah, dude, it was insane. Like Meme City, and they had no merch for it. I don't think Disney realized it.
No, they barely. In fact, you can't even see. I've finally got a little Baby Yoda, and it's like this big.
Pull it out. Show it to us.
And it was just so amazing. Let me reach behind my nerd wall over here.
Johnny, you're looking jacked, dude.
It's a lot of creatine.
Oh, so you'll look jacked for like a week, and then a week from now,
yeah,
you'll
and
look
then I'll
bad
fall
again.
Down. Gotcha. See this little tiny cute guy?
Oh, he's so cute.
Forever. And he's so little.
Oh, I love Baby Yoda.
But it was worth every cent of it. And I'm waiting for the Mando stuff to drop too. So, because, you know, I got to get my nerd wall going. I got my Fett right behind me. I always get a high when Star Wars stuff come out.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the characters they've said are going to be in this one or who have been rumored to. Because I don't think all of them are confirmed. But one is Ahsoka Tano.
Ahsoka, Snips. That's what I've been hearing.
Yeah. I swear they say it differently throughout the show. They're like, Ahsoka. Like, I swear they flip back and forth.
It depends on what region of the galaxy you're from. Come on, Jay.
It's the British accent from Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Push.
What in the blazes is she doing over there?
Yeah, and we do see... do you want to go in chronological order from the trailer, or do you just want us to jump around?
Let's jump around.
Okay, cool, because when Mando's in that port, right? Because it's really cool to see like them in a port because everything's spaceship, but like, hey, look, people live in on a planet. Like they need a port, they need a boat. And then they try to disguise it a little bit with like, I'm trying to find the sorcerer Jedi. And then like that girl just appears and then disappears. And that's and I was reading and that's confirmed a real person, but they think it's someone from the Clone Wars. Don't remember her name, but it's the one who went with the Zaka to find the kid. I haven't finished it. Doesn't help much, but
well, and I think one thing people forget is that all the Jedi don't revolve around the Skywalkers. People forget that. Like, as an example, you know, like in between the prequels and the original trilogy, Obi-Wan's in hiding, but we find out in Jedi Fallen Order, there's a lot of Jedi in hiding and there's a lot going on. Like the Inquisitors are searching for them or whatever. And I personally think the same thing happens even after Luke starts a Jedi temple. I don't think that all these Jedi who are in hiding now all of a sudden come out of hiding. They're still throughout the galaxy because they don't know. And the First Order's at large and they're, you know, like spooked kittens. They're not coming out.
They can't really communicate. I mean, it's right. A big galaxy.
So how do you find, you know, exiled Jedi? You don't. So Luke's...
They find you.
Exactly. Luke's temple is all about younglings and Force-sensitive kids, and from what I understand. So... there's other Jedi in the galaxy outside of just Luke in terms of after the original trilogy. So like Ahsoka's one of them and there's going to be others. Even with the Fallen Empire, it's not like they got back together and started a new order. So from what we understand and what we know, but that's, I don't see Kylo Ren taking out Ahsoka pretty easily. You know what I mean? If she was at the Jedi Temple with Luke.
No. And it would take him a while too, because he's not even born yet. Right.
Right. So Kylo,
I mean,
really
he could
was
be,
getting
he could
rid
be,
of...
but he's like a little toddler. I mean,
right. When Kylo cleaned house, it was cleaning house of a bunch of younglings, basically.
Yeah.
So
he was also
where...
a teenager. So.
Yeah. In the universe, you don't know where these other Jedi are. It's kind of cool.
And they could also be taking, you know, they could be a Padawan to someone when they're not in the temple. It's not like they're all there.
Yeah. Totally.
So that way, and like I said, I don't know. It could have been Ahsoka, the one who hides and pops out. They don't know. That's what I really liked about this. They gave you just enough to have theories. And if you don't have theories on Star Wars, why even be a fan?
Right. You gotta have some theories and you gotta have some twists.
And they will not pan out, but we want to spend the next month talking about it.
Totally. I've been trying to think of like, where are they going to go with this? What's going to make the story interesting? How are they going to build on the sequel and original trilogies without stepping on their toes? How is it going to fit comfortably in the world? Because the first season of Mandalorian is, in my mind, the greatest connector of the prequels and the original trilogy. Clone Wars does a good job too, but like seeing the droids come on Mandalore and just wreck it in real life, like that was so cool and it was so validating to the prequels. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it didn't. It was its own thing, but tied together, which is what we really liked about Rogue One. Like a lot of those shows that are like, hey, we're part of the universe, but we're our own story. And that's what we liked. Like they make sense, they tied it together, but it was also like his journey, not his journey to do with Skywalker.
So when The Force Awakens was first coming out, Disney kind of was like, the prequels are terrible, and they were spouting that. Like, they were like almost anti-prequel, which is pretty frustrating. Like, I think J.J. Abrams said that if you look hard enough, you'll find bones of Jar Jar. And I don't know if they actually did that, but in the desert, he made some comment like that from what I heard through the grapevine. But that's kind of messed up, honestly. Like, why aren't you paying homage to the prequels? Why aren't you trying to get it to be connected and so it's one fluid universe? And so that's what I loved about Mandalorian is it's a total flip of that switch. And Dave Filoni is really good at that. He's really good at tying in prequels, originals, and now hopefully sequels. It'll be interesting to see how they can kind of flesh those out. Because in my opinion, Mandalorian has been the best project that has done that, that has fit so comfortably in the Star Wars universe and done such a good job of, I don't know, doing such nods to both the prequels and the sequels. Like Mando has survived both. He survived the Empire coming. You know, during the prequels, he's a little kid and he survives like through the major backlash of the Empire taking over Mandalore and everything else. And then now he's survived the fall of the Empire at this point. Pretty cool.
He's also done shady things, but no one cares.
Right. But now we're building into the almost the sequel territory where Luke is going to be starting to do his own thing, and he's in a portion of the universe. What are the remnants after? You know, that bleed into the First Order.
Yeah, because there was a huge gap, right? It was like what, 25 years?
Yeah, because Kylo's in his
Right?
20s and Rey's in her 20s, and they're
Yeah, right.
post
So there was a
Empire.
big gap, like
Yeah.
what happened.
And in the Star Wars
And
world, it doesn't take long for things to change a lot.
not at all. And what and that's what they're allowed to do with such a big universe is try to explore it a little more. And that's what I'm hoping for.
And I like too, so the first season of Mandalorian did a really good job of taking you away from. Like it paid a really good homage to the original Star Wars, but the story itself was outside of it. You know, it wasn't trying to rely on original trilogy memorabilia or nostalgia at all. It was its own thing. You know what I mean? You could never watch any of the Star Wars movies and you could watch Mandalorian and be like, "Oh, that was really good."
Yeah, and you won't be lost. It'll
Exactly.
be,
It's
yeah.
its own story. It stands on its own. I mean, you wouldn't know what the dark saber is, but a lot of people didn't know that because they hadn't seen Clone Wars anyway, so.
But they'll explain it. They'll do a good.
Yeah.
But what they are, I think trying to go back to what you were trying to ask is I think they will do more callbacks now because of, right, my little dude right here, Boba Fett. Is supposed to finally see if he's alive or not, maybe.
Finally, not be a worthless piece of crap.
Finally, we'll make a cameo, maybe. We'll
Boba
see.
Fett, Boba Fett, and fall into the pit. Thanks, Boba.
Was really cool.
Boba, I want you to
So,
look really cool for two movies and then just die for no reason at
and for no
all.
reason, like it's easy.
Don't worry,
And,
there'll be others like you.
yeah. And he might have already. I actually saw this breakdown of the end of, I want to say it was either the end or the second to last of Mandalorian, the first season, where that I forgot her name. She's on Agents of Shield, and she was attacking Mando, and then she like dies down, and then someone walks up and picks her up, and they think like the spurs on his shoes are the same that Boba Fett have. And I'm like, maybe. I mean, maybe he did make a cameo. No one knows.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Boba's pretty smart. I mean, and that'll be a cool callback if they do Boba Fett. I realize, so my uncle and I are both of the opinion that let sleeping dogs lie. Like, to some degree, don't build on someone's story. Like, create a new story. Mandalorian is so interesting by itself. The child doesn't need to be Yoda's son or whatever else. Just let him be the child. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need to do that. You don't need to connect it. Just let him be his own thing. And then same thing with Boba Fett. Like, it's cool to have a cameo, but make sure that it's not too much. You know what I mean? You're not ruining a character by having it. Too much of a good thing can be a bad thing, if we're being honest, especially in Star Wars.
Yeah, they I feel like they're gonna do a good job because they Jon Favreau is a fan. And usually when they're a fan, I always think they do a little bit better.
And he's excellent. He's really good. He birthed the Star Wars, or I mean the Marvel Universe. He did great things. Dave Filoni did great things with the Clone Wars. So those two working together is awesome.
It's going to be really cool to see how, because it's, we don't know how long he's been out, but when they showed a still of my favorite Kara and the Apollo Creed, forgot his character, who would hire the Mandos to give them the money in the first.
Yeah.
Now the still they showed of them, they look a little cleaned up. He looks like he's in charge of the area there. So I'm like, so we don't know if it's been a year, if it's been 2 years since he's been flying around, because it's a big unit. It takes a while.
Dude, and that's the thing I love about Mandalorian is it kind of focuses on the small guys. You know, the movies are so over the top in these huge space operas, but like in Mandalorian, like someone could shoot him in the back, you know, and he wouldn't be the wiser or whatever. Like a few clones, it's not like he's a Jedi and he can take out 30 clones easily. Like he struggled at the end, you know, they were cornered and everything. Like he's not a Jedi. And I love that about him. I love that it feels like a small universe sometimes. A walker is really hard to kill. You know what I mean? But in all the movies, it's like easy to kill them.
And it's like the Jedi aren't really like a big deal after the prequels. You know what I mean? Like they're kind of like taboo. Like they're sorcerers. Or people are scared of them. They're not like noble warriors. You know, they're kind of like a little bit of an outcast. So I don't think we're going to see that many Jedi. Like, it'd be cool. Like, I loved it. Anytime I saw an X-Wing, I was like, yeah, X-Wing. That was, like, that was cool.
That was so sick.
Right. And it just, when it opens up, like it's about to attack and we're like, wait, are they protecting him? Are they going after him? Like the Rebel Alliance don't trust him, whatever's left of the Rebels or whatever they are now.
The Resistance. Who knows?
Yeah.
Okay. And you were just, sorry. Holy cow. You just like threw me for a loop.
I jumped around a lot. I told you I was going to do it.
What were you saying right before the X-Wings?
The Jedi or not.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So the interesting thing, people always said that was like a plot hole. Like how did we forget about the Jedi so quickly? But if you think about the Empire and if you think about like propaganda or whatever else, like we're getting a little real world here more than usual. But like think about Nazi Germany and how quickly they could have gotten rid of, you know, by infiltrating the young's minds and burning books. How quickly could they make something taboo to where it's like we don't talk about the Jedi? Like Luke's aware of it, but it almost seems like a myth because people won't say anything and you don't want to talk about it because you're going to get thrown in jail. And Luke lived on Tatooine where the Empire didn't even have that big of a hold. You know what I mean?
He's a farmer boy.
Yeah, exactly. And Tatooine was like outside of the Republic, outside of the Empire. Like they're part of it, but it's mostly ruled by the Hutts. Like the Empire has a presence, but not really. It's not like he was on, I'm trying to think of a good example.
Like Naboo?
Yeah, Naboo would be a great example. Or Coruscant. Or
Naboo's thousands one's like of planets.
Yeah. Thanks, Johnny. Coruscant.
It's true because it's like, but it's funny because I was watching a breakdown. The guy's like, think about it. They like get your kids when they're young, take them away to a temple to train. They can do all this weird magic. I'm like, that's kind of creepy. If you don't really know, like if you don't trust them, if they're not that many around, because they kind of hide. Like they're not, once the Senate takes over, like they don't have a presence there at all.
No, they don't. And yeah.
So it'll be interesting because, and of course the Mandalorians fought them, right? Like in their past, like it was their rivals, I guess. I mean, I don't know too much about that at all. So it'll be interesting if they do more.
They talk about it a little bit in the Clone Wars. Like the Dark Blade is one of the ones where like a lot of Mandalorians fought Jedi and slaughtered them with the dark saber, crystal saber. I can't remember what it is. The black lightsaber.
I think it's looks like the black saber or the dark saber.
Yeah, I think so. But
it's the one.
Don't put
that,
me on the spot, Johnny.
Ahsoka has to go find, right?
Yeah, and like you see it. Obi-Wan gets challenged by a guy with it, and that's what his introduction. This is slaying many Jedi on the wars, you know. Yeah, so Mandalorian Jedi don't have exactly a clean history with each other. It's pretty exciting.
So this will be interesting to see, yeah.
This is the way.
This is the way.
It really comes from the perspective of a creative team that understands Star Wars so well, so I'm hoping we don't lose that with the second season.
It's a lot riding on it, and I didn't want to that it was, because it was such a good introduction to it. Like we love that way more than we liked Rise of Skywalker, you know, like it was just so amazing. But now it has, like, whenever now you're being watched, now that you have potential, it can, I don't know. I trust it. Who has it? I trust their hands on it.
In its own way and for its own things, I love it just as much as anything else Star Wars. Like, I love it just as much as the original trilogies, just because it's so different. It's a different type of medium with as a show, with characters and the way they build and everything else. It's amazing. I don't know. Let me calm down a little. Okay, let me take my
What I truly, truly want is if they do more of the space heist concept, like a one weird random one shot. Like, or I actually want to see a Sheena, China, whatever her name, I forgot, the crazy chick.
With the two.
Yeah, the two. The one that was in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
She was one of my favorite characters. She was just so crazy.
Oh, she was
nuts.
If you're
crazy, but like sane at the same time, like you're Mona Lisa from Parks and Rec, like the worst, but you're kind of like your head's on straight, but you're crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm really hoping like
they'll do some callbacks for that.
Yeah, me too. I'm hoping we see some of, because they introduced a lot of really cool characters. I'm hoping we see some build on those characters. Maybe not all of them, but some.
Yeah, some callbacks. And like there was the funny scene too when they're in the boxing ring and like they try to like grab Baby Yoda, the child. And then like all of a sudden his gauntlet turns blue.
Guns. Yeah.
And his gauntlet turns blue and Baby Yoda just pops over. Closes his little bay door, and then you don't see anything. And I'm like, if they want to expose that, because that's not really a joke, that's just funny.
Yeah.
I like that on the trailer.
Totally. It's just a funny sequence. He looks over, and it's pretty good.
And in my head, I was like, there's just so many memes I'm just thinking of right in that one little scene.
Yeah, dude, Baby Yoda in of itself, I can't wait for the new season just for our meme game. It's going to be so lit.
So I didn't get your response, because I think they can do an easy balance of Baby Yoda, Mando, building up the world a little more. I don't think it'll be flooded with Baby Yoda. I think it'll be more of his story, but they're going to push a little bit of Fett. They're going to push a lot of Ahsoka. They're going to push a lot of other Clone War people that they want to. But that's how I think. I don't think it's going to be flushed with Baby Yoda.
Okay, cool. I don't really care one way or the other. I'm not one of the people who's like, I don't want any more Baby Yoda. It was too much. Too much craze. I'm like, I really like Baby Yoda. If I want to put some more in, let's get some more Baby Yoda. It's fine with me. You know what I mean? Like, go ahead.
Baby Yoda.
I'm kind of Homer Simpson. Yeah, exactly. I'm Homer Simpson in hell with donuts. Like, I'll just keep eating them. It's fine. Never stopping.
And so last year when they dropped the first trailer, a few weeks later, they dropped a second one. So I'm hoping, because it's at the end of October, right? Like the last day almost.
6 weeks away, less than that. Five weeks.
So I'm hoping maybe they'll drop one more. I mean, I don't know how in-depth it's going to be. I kind of feel like they shouldn't. I think it's fine how it is. But last time they dropped a little more.
Dude, the hype already is unreal. Yeah, we posted a stupid meme about it, and it got like over 1,000 likes just for... like being excited for season two, and it was a goofy meme. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
People are stoked.
People need it, and it's a good, it was a great timing.
It really is. It's going to be super good. Man, I saw a full Mandalorian outfit on like Facebook for sale, and I came so close to buying it. I mean, he was selling it for like a couple $100s, but so close to buying it.
You're offending me for not buying it.
Yeah, I know. I should have bought it for you.
Mm. Yeah, so is there anything else? Like, I'm so curious about that. Like, I'm still, like, I guess I'll do my most. Like, when my goosebumps went to an 11 was when he's like, I need to find the Jedi. And then that one girl in the cloak is there, then goes away. Like, that just got me going.
I love the callback, that the lines they use to describe that. I love when they do that, because it doesn't give anything else away. You want me to find an old enemy? This is the way. That was so sick. Just
right?
As he's talking to the armorer. Because it's such a good scene. And it just shows, I don't know. I'm getting pretty involved with the Mandalore. I'm like, I love this guy.
No, and I'm more Mando. One of the best things about Star Wars was the Skywalker was the hero's journey, you know, in the novels. And he has a hero's journey as well, Mando. But it's going to be a little bumpier, I feel like.
Because he's not a good guy, really.
He's not a bad chaotic guy, neutral. Yeah, neutral. That's a good one, because he's not chaotic good.
No. And he's not lawful. Is he chaotic or is he lawful? Because he lives by his own rules. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he also does whatever. If he lived by his own rules, he would have given Baby Yoda and just walked away with the money.
It's true. All he really cares about is not taking off his mask and following his kind of code.
And that's more like, and that could be his... I would put a more chaotic good. I don't know. I always get those because like Captain America's chaotic good because you wouldn't know it. But I mean, he went against the government, did his own thing for Bucky.
Right. I would say chaotic neutral for sure.
Yeah, he's in that realm of, he's not like Luke that like, I'll do everything to save the princess. But
Yeah, totally.
and he's like, hey, I'm gonna, you know what? I made an oath to this kid.
Yeah. I dig that. So I was so excited about Mandalorian that we skipped over the trailer that really we probably should have come second. Did you want to talk about that?
Your sandwich one. Yeah, what's it called? Love and Monsters,
Something like that.
correct?
It's called Dylan O'Brien makes me go to the theaters and giggle my head off.
He and I'm not even ashamed. I don't even care. Call me out, people. I love Teen Wolf and I loved it because of Styles. And
Styles.
Styles is Dylan O'Brien.
Styles is like this running joke between me, you, Eliza, and my younger sister. Like, you guys love him, and I'm like
dude.
trying to get involved with that too. Styles, yeah, me too.
No,
I'm just
dude.
like you guys.
He's just so funny. He's like the most likable person in the world. So that's what makes any, but he's like sarcastic funny. And so, you know, somehow, some for some reason I connected with that. I don't know why, but I did.
I
And
love.
so yeah, it says it's a movie about what is it, an apocalyptic time. Something happens. He loses his girlfriend, and you're like, oh, it's gonna be one of those again, another zombie trying to find his girlfriend. But you know, he makes it funny.
Not only that, but it's like, yeah, it feels familiar to those other movies, but it's totally done in a different way. And I like seeing Yondu is in it. I don't know if you noticed that. It's Yondu with the samurai sword in the
Yeah,
movie.
yeah. He was also in The Walking Dead,
Was
so
he?
yeah.
Oh, I didn't watch much of The Walking Dead.
In the first two seasons.
Maybe I vaguely remember him being there. Oh, he's the brother of the. Yeah, okay, I do remember this.
Yeah,
Okay,
he
but.
has a way like that you don't like him, but you do. He has a face that you don't want to like, but you like him anyways.
Right. So, what I like about this movie is that the monsters look like so over the top. They look like
Right?
monsters from like Pokemon or from Zelda or some Nintendo game. Like giant
Yeah, it's.
toads combined with like D&D. Like I
Yeah.
love that. It's such a cool visual. It's like Willy Wonka meets monsters.
Yeah, it's like an anime brought to life, but set in like a weird zombie movie, and you're just very confused.
Right, it's like
Because
Fantastic Beasts and How to Kill Them
yeah,
with Dylan
survival.
O'Brien. I love it. It kind of reminded me of like Fallout, like he's got a dog and he just finds weapons and he's just going crazy. Doesn't he have a dog in Fallout?
Yeah. That's what I was gonna
Yeah.
say. It feels like a video game at first because he has to leave his little bunker.
Yeah, totally.
And yeah.
It reminds me, it looks like, do you remember that movie about the zombie falling in love?
Oh, where it's backwards, where he becomes a human after,
Yeah.
yeah, like her love turns him back. I don't
Yeah.
remember watching it, but it was like
Stupid
Cold Heart or
movie.
something.
Yeah.
Cold.
Cold-blooded. Yeah. It kind of reminds me of that vibe in terms of like the witty humor and like the goofiness or whatever, but it looks really entertaining and interesting. And it kind
Yeah, and
of,
it.
dude, it reminds me of Zombieland. Did you get that vibe at all?
Yeah, but then it gets a little corny at times, and Zombieland was never corny
Right.
in my book. But it was very like, oh, alone, a dorky guy. How is he gonna survive?
And then he meets, the Michael Rooker or the guy in Zombieland who's good at
Van
killing
Harry.
zombies.
Yeah. Yeah,
What's his
he
name
needs
in real
someone who knows how
life?
to survive.
What's his name in real life? Woody Harrelson?
Well, yeah, Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, there's kind of that Woody Harrelson character, and he's got a samurai sword, and I don't know. It's just kind of, it's kind of fun. It seems like a fun movie. I'm really excited about it. And
Yeah, and it.
go ahead.
No, I was gonna say it comes out right around Halloween, which is smart.
Do you see it streaming? It's going straight to streaming around Halloween. It's not
That's
a.
super smart too. I mean, you know what? Take advantage of it.
We might as well. It's good timing. Things are looking like they're gonna be back to normal by summer next year, is what they're saying. If they can get a vaccine going.
I was gonna shoot for spring, but.
They're saying that they're starting to get a vaccine out and Russia's starting to do it and everything else, and it's we'll
Russia.
see. Russia's vaccine. I don't know if I'd take that one.
Nah,
You're
that's one I do not trust.
Yeah, the
Amazing cosplayers from Russia, but I do not trust the their approval on vaccines right away.
Yeah, I don't know. It's funny. There, Putin was like, "My daughter took it. We're fine." And I'm like, "Are you
Yeah.
Not speaking bad
Sure.
against Putin, just saying like, I wouldn't take it.
No, hey, you just be smart and we'll all be fine. Just be smart and safe. But I mean, we went to the theater and it was fine. I didn't feel anything
Except for
nervous
my
about it when we
hand creeping
went.
up your leg.
Well, that was expected. I was happy. That was happy. No,
that didn't happen, actually, everyone.
Why do you ruin this moment we have? This is why we get in fights. This
made
is
a
why.
Moment. That's it. I'm calling Dr. Richard Nightguard. I need another session.
Are you a Night Guardian?
I am. You know this, Johnny. He does our marriage counseling.
It's just you in a mirror.
Isn't that what someone says about?
Yeah. I just rewatched the beautiful part about getting lost in our nerd stuff is like whenever I do feel down, I'll go back to like The Office or Parks and Rec, back in normalcy, and it makes me happy. So I've rewatched all of Parks and Rec in like 2 weeks. So
I love
really
that
funny.
So much. I'm convinced it's just him talking in a mirror.
But if they have it out in theaters, go watch it. If they don't, get a group of friends and have a fun fall night. It's one of those movies where you can just laugh with your buddies.
Dude, maybe we should do a thing where like we rent a projector and a big blow up screen and we just watch it in someone's backyard.
Except we have to run because we live in a place that's a desert and it does get cold. It gets cold quick.
Blankets.
Keep me warm.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess maybe by end of October. Dude, that's the thing, though. I remember some Halloweens by end of October. Like, I remember it snowing and being freezing.
Yeah.
I remember other Halloweens wearing a costume where it was just a shirt and pants and being fine. So
I was hiking right before Thanksgiving 2 years ago. Like, it was, like, literally like 3 days before Thanksgiving, I was on a hike in the afternoon just fine.
Yeah. So, who knows? It could be Halloween and it could be 60 degrees at night and totally fine to have a light jacket mm-hmm. and blanket. Or it could be, I remember Halloween where it was below 30 and I was freezing and I had multiple layers on, big coats on everything else. And like, you couldn't even see my costume.
You hid your Hufflepuff outfit that you had on.
Exactly. Closet Hufflepuff. Here, Johnny is trying to make fun of me and half our fans are like, what's wrong with this guy? Cool. Hufflepuff's the best. They don't care about the points or anything else. They're just there to have fun.
They're just there to have fun.
And I'm like, shut up, Johnny. I'm not Hufflepuff.
How dare you know me,
Slytherin and proud. Well, I think that's it.
Yeah, we talked about Mando just as long as we wanted to, and I'm glad that Disney Plus is releasing their things, because there's also the Bucky one with the Falcon.
Oh, Falcon and the Soldier Boy. We haven't had a trailer yet, so.
Yeah, but you know what? If they're going to, I like the order they're doing it. Drop Mando, get Scarlet, WandaVision, and then do that, because that'll be a good transition over to.
Dude, we're going to have a Widow's lot coming of out good too. Stuff. A like, lot of good Marvel stuff. I forget, like, we've got some sleepers coming out real soon.
Yeah, and we've been praising DC for so long because we're stoked about what they were doing, but Marvel's like, hey, don't forget about us. We're still on phase. We still have a few more phases in us.
Dude, it's like this slow burn where I'm just getting so amped up for Marvel. They just released another Black Widow trailer that looks so awesome. And Wonder Woman dropped their trailer, their final. It revealed way too much, and it didn't look that good. It seemed very generic to me. I'm like, oh, great. What I saw in the trailer, it was like, oh, okay. Bad person wants power, gets power, Wonder Woman takes him out. I was hoping for a lot more of a dynamic. We'll see, because that's not the
they're
movie.
Good.
It's
I mean,
just
there's
the
still
trailer.
A ton of whatever Steve is. We don't know what he's doing there.
Yeah, I mean,
there's a lot in there, yeah.
This could totally blow me away still. My expectations were actually lowered by the trailer, not raised, if that makes sense.
I'll take it. I'll take that.
It's good, because I'll go into the theater. Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, we're only going to go to cheer Lion getting his butt kicked by Wonder Woman. I told him that. Lion, I can't wait to see you get his butt kicked, and he loved it.
I love that, man. So funny.
It's going to be great.
Well, I think that's it for this week, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't forget, don't hold anything in. Reach out to us. We seem very approachable because we are.
Yeah. And next year, dude, I'm telling you, next year is our year.
We'll be at cons.
All the
cons
next year. I'm so excited.
We're going to have so many decals of like our stuff, of just nerdy stuff. Like, I have hundreds of just nerd decals. You've seen them. That we just want to give out. Just come say hi. We'll give you a sticker.
Dude, our sticker supply is getting crazy. And we're starting to send them out. We're sending some out internationally. It's just like, it's getting a little out of hand. I love it.
And we're not going to stop.
Yeah. We broke 50 subscribers on YouTube finally.
Yeah,
our YouTube game
there.
It's finally coming. We didn't do that much for YouTube until maybe 6 months, a year ago, and then we started to do it a lot
more. And even then, yeah.
And even the year ago, it wasn't much. It was 6 months ago we started to really start to hit it. And, dude, it's starting to show. Our last video got like 350 views.
Which is massive for us.
Oh, yeah. Because the YouTube algorithm's hard to break. So We're just working it. Slow burn, but we're getting there.
Slow burn. We're getting there. And the world luckily stopped so we can burn slow and not be left behind.
Right. And cons, dude.
Yep. Then you have to come and say hi to us. And then we'll be like, here's a sticker. And then by then, you can hug me by then.
Yeah.
We'll see. We're not opposed.
Even give him a kiss.
Yeah. As long as you are as hairy as Jay, give me a kiss.
Gross.
I know. There's no way to turn that to not be gross. So I went for the grosser route than the inappropriate route.
I mean, people think I'm pretty hairy because of the beard, but you know, I'm really not.
Shaved. Yeah, I'm actually way hairier than you, and my legs are way wider than yours, but I hide them well.
This is really gross. All right, we're going to jump off. Thanks so much, Knights.
All right, Knights. Thanks for listening to us. And we're going to have some cool stuff up, some more brackets. We're gonna get more interactive, we promise.
Let's hear that ending line, Johnny.
Catch us on the Mando Flop.
The Mando Flop.
The Mando Flop. I like that one more.
Yeah.